Well, it's been 2,000 years since he ruled Rome, but a notorious emperor is causing outrage again. A massive stage has been built amid the ruins of the Roman Forum for a rock opera about Nero. Archaeologists and art historians are denouncing what they see as the commercialization of the country's heritage. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli went to opening night.
The invitation-only spectators make the steep, winding trek from the Roman Forum up the Palatine Hill. Ladies in evening dress try to avoid getting their stiletto heels stuck in the old Roman paving stones. At the top, the view is impressive. Under a starlit sky, the Colosseum and Arch of Constantine loom just a few dozen yards away. What's incongruous is the huge metallic stage and 3,000-seat arena soaring over the archaeological remains of the Domus Aurea, the massive golden house built by the Emperor Nero in 64 AD. The first character to appear on stage is a wizened crone with Medusa-like hair. Notorious in ancient Rome for her poisonous concoctions, Locusta illustrates the revisionist theme of the musical. What have you been reading all these years? She asks the audience. History books are always full of falsehood. They're written by the victors. I'm the only one, says Locusta, who knows the truth, because I was there. The plot line is similar to House of Cards. Thanks to murders and intrigues by his ambitious mother, Agrippina, Nero seizes the emperor's throne. Videos are projected on big screens and sets are in continual movement, while acrobats dangle from ropes and singers and dancers try to bring ancient Rome back to life. Divine Nero, a rock opera, begs the question, why choose one of the most nefarious emperors in history for a musical? Artistic director Ernesto Migliacci is convinced Nero's image as the man who fiddled while Rome burned was invented by Tacitus and Suetonius. Modern historians, he says, discovered a very different man, one with revolutionary ideas.
His target was to give to the Romans, to the poor people, bread, games, entertainment. He tried to make a real cultural revolution.
At opening night intermission, many spectators appear unconvinced and are walking out. Luca Ragazzi can't hide his disappointment.
I thought maybe it is going to be entertaining, of course, but also delivering information, history, and maybe it was more refined. But it's not. It's not refined at all, I promise you. It's just a series of killings, one after another.
Not present was art historian Tommaso Montanari, who strongly opposes turning heritage sites into money-making entertainment locations.
Visitors are not consumers. Our archaeological heritage should be free from marketing. It should be a place for learning, not for vulgar musicals such as this one.
Performances continue through August, then the stage will be dismantled. The producers are counting on large ticket sales among summer tourists. But during the first week, there were only a few hundred spectators each night. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.